Good afternoon. Governor Andrew Cuomo held a news conference yesterday afternoon with Assembly Speaker Hastings and Senate Majority Leader Flanagan.
We have a framework of an agreement that the leaders are going to be presenting to their conference shortly.
The framework of a deal calls for extending rent regulations for 4 years, but what is key to abolish vacancy decontrol is missing. It lets landlords raise rent on an apartment when a tenant leaves. The deal calls for a very small raise in the cap from $2,500 to $2,700 in the amount at which an apartment can be deregulated. Tenant advocates say this will result in the deregulation of 100,000 apartments across the city. And what about 421A, that law which gives tax breaks to luxury developers? Well, in the deal, it would be extended for 6 months. So is this really a deal? Tomorrow will be the litmus test. That's when rank-and-file senators and assembly members will decide if they will vote for deals their leaders made with the governor.
Tenants got nothing that they needed.
Make the Road New York says Governor Cuomo promised to strengthen the rent laws. They say instead he and the Republican leadership in the state Senate did the bidding of the landlords and real estate developers by extending current failed policies. They want the assembly to stand up to the governor and to the state Senate and stand firm against the deal. Tenant advocates held a rally this morning in front of Governor Cuomo's office. There's another rally by tenant activists and elected officials this evening beginning at 5:30 outside Cooper Union on East 7th Street in downtown Manhattan. In other news, the New York Civil Liberties Union released a report today, Dignity for All. It documents discrimination and harassment against transgender and gender nonconforming youth in New York public schools across the state. It says discrimination is widespread and pervasive. Lauren Federico is a social worker and lead organizer with the NYCLU.
We're calling on the state education department to implement statewide guidance to make sure that all schools are respecting the rights of transgender and gender nonconforming students.
A 5-year-old state law protects all students from bullying. It also explicitly prohibits discrimination based on actual or perceived gender, although it's not enforced consistently throughout the school system. The NYCLU says it will work with school districts to ensure the law is followed. Here's what it says needs to be done.
Schools should respect the names, the preferred names and gender pronouns of all transgender students. They should investigate and respond to all incidents of discrimination and harassment. Schools should also provide all students with access to the bathrooms and locker rooms that correspond with their gender identity. Schools should limit gender segregated activities whenever possible. And they should provide resources for transgender students who are transitioning, including age-appropriate instructive materials for all students.
And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Finally, when you go to Whole Foods, does your grocery bill seem too high? The Department of Consumer Affairs in New York City has found that it routinely overcharges customers by overstating the weight of prepackaged meat, dairy, and baked goods. The DCA, the Department of Consumer Affairs, tested packages of 80 different types of prepackaged products. It found all of the products had packages with mislabeled weights. Additionally, 89% of the packages tested didn't meet the federal standard for the maximum amount that an individual package can deviate from the actual weight. That's set by the U.S. Department of Commerce. The overcharges range from 80 cents for a package of pecan panko to $14.84 for a package of coconut shrimp. DCA says their findings point to a systemic problem with how products packaged for sale at Whole Foods are weighed and labeled. Can we get a refund? Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.